Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're holding Daf Yud Dalet. We're up to Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, 6-7 lines from the top. Omalei Shmuel Lechia Barav. Shmuel said to Chia Barav, Bar Uriya. Bar Uriya means a Ben Toira, Choshev Etamet Chochem. To'emulach Milza Mehani Mil Ma'isa Dehava Omer Avuch. Let me go and tell you from those nice Toiras that I heard from your father. The father of Chia Barav, of course, was Rav. Rav and Shmuel, as we know, were very close. And so therefore Shmuel said to Chia Barav, I'll tell you something that I heard from your father. What's the day, Gezot? Remember, we spoke yesterday at the very end of the daf about Nahar Dinar. So the Gemara is going to tell us again, Alagabi Nahar Dinar, Kol Yoim Veyoima, every day Nivroi Malachi Ashoreis Menahar Dinar. Every day new Malachim are created from Nahar Dinar. The Amri Shira, and they say Shira to the Rabbani Shalom, Ubatli, and that's finished, that's end. In other words, the Malachim are only created for purpose of saying Shira, and then Batli, then those Malachim are done, and presumably no longer exist after that. How do I know? Shenemar, Chadashim Labkorim, Rabba Munasecha. Every single day when the Malachim are going and telling the Shirois, the Tishbochois, the Amunah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tehilois, they're brand new. Chadash Labkorim, every morning brand new ones. What happened to the ones of yesterday? The ones of yesterday are Batli. So these are brand new Malachim that now say the Shir to Hashem. So now we just said now, B'Shem Rav, that these Malachim were created for Nahar Dinar. The Malachim are not created from the Nahar Dinar, they're created from the Diburim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, Bedvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, Ubruach Piv Kol Tzavoam. Bruach Piv, the utterances of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Tzavoam means all his Tzava, all of his followers, people up, all the Malachim. His army.
Which is his angels.
Yeah. The angels up in Shemaim, they're all created from the Ruach Piv. Okay. Zokti Moravait, one pasuk says about Kabiyoch the Rabbeinu Shalom, Levushe Kitlag Chiver Vesaroyshe Kaamar Naka Uksiv Kvutsoysev Tatalim Shchayres Koirev. So the Gemara is saying is that the two psukim, both of which are trying to describe Kabiyoch the Rabbeinu Shalom as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a human form. Now, as we know, whenever we learn Gemaras like this, we have to be very, very careful. And remember, Chas v'Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom has no human form. What form does the Kodesh Baruch Hu have? We have no idea. Ein lanu esek bin historis, how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks like, face finish.
Reason kol tmuna.
Exactly. Okay. Nobody knows. Anyway, but nevertheless, there are psukim that try to give us some sort of understanding, and therefore they describe the Kodesh Baruch Hu in human terms, even though it's really not appropriate. So the Gemara asks now a stira. The first pasuk says, Levushe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's clothing is kitlag chiver. Kitlag, the word tlag means like sheleg, means snow, so his clothing is snow white. Usaroshe, and the hairs of his head, kamar naka, are like pure, clean tzemer, wool. As we know, pure wool is typically white. Uksib, but the next pasuk says, Kvutsoisav Tautalim Shchoyres. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's locks of hair, like the payas of the hair, are black. So here it says that they're white, and here they're black. Make up your mind, Koyrev, like a raven. More like Kash. Can be Yeshiva, can be Milchama. It depends in which way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being seen, what is he doing, so to speak. The Yom Amar, Ein Lecha Noah B'Yeshiva, Ela Zakim, Ein Lecha Noah B'Malchama, Ela Bachar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting B'Yeshiva, meaning learning, or sitting in Mishpat, sitting to go and be down the world, then he's sitting Kizakin, looking like, with white hair. However, someone going out to Muhammad, you don't want to go and send out to Muhammad warriors that are all 80 years old. You want to have youngsters that go and fight, young soldiers. Then he looks like a bacher. That's why you see the hair, it appears to be black.
In the Shira Kuvit, he takes this up literally.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah. I have another series of psukim. One pasuk says, Kareise Shaviven Dinar. Now the word Kareise means kisei. Kisei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one throne. Because of Echad Oyim, but I have another pasuk. With this pasuk, the word's a little bit difficult. It says is Adki Chorsavan Remiv Va'atik Yoimin Yisiv. This pasuk says Karsavan. Karsavan is a Lashon Rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two thrones. Atikim is a reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one that's the oldest of time, from the very beginning of time. He sits on two thrones. So make up your mind. Here it says that there's one throne. Here it says that there are two thrones. How many thrones are there up in Shemayim? Look, Asher. Echad loivi, echad leDavid. One of them is for Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and the second throne is for David HaMelech. Kedesanya, echad loivi, echad leDavid, and Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva says that the second throne is for David HaMelech.
Yes, it says, at the Giyomim, that goes under the Ben Shleim.
I said according to the Ben Shleim.
You know, I'm not disagreeing.
Echad Tuch Zizot. Dibber Rebbe Kiva. So now the Gemara says, Zuk to Braisa, Omalei Rebbe Yosef Lidi. Rebbe Yosef Lidi says now to Rebbe Kiva, Akiva, and Masi Ata Oysa Shechina Choyl. Rebbe Yosef Lidi was not happy with what Rebbe Kiva said, because he said, what you're suggesting is that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol sits on one throne, David HaMelech sits on another throne. So pastish to go and say that a boss of Adam, even David HaMelech, Zolzan, David HaMelech, Chai V'Kayim, Abed Nishkar Rebbe Mishlelem, so to go and put a bus of the dumb next to the Rebbeinu Shloim, that's a pchisis hakavod for the Rebbeinu Shloim. Therefore, don't say that. Ella, rather, echel din v'echel tzedakah. The two thrones, one is a throne for din, and one is for tzedakah. Question is, kibbeh mei or like kibbeh mei? Did Rebbe Kiva accept this pshat of Rebbeinu Shloim, yes or no? Toshima, I have a new braisa. Echel din v'echel tzedakah. Did Rebbe Kiva, oh, Rebbe Kiva says now, echel din v'echel tzedakah, just like Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, "It's the Chassidim Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Kiva Taka Kibble Minay. He was mekabel what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, but we're not finished yet." Omalei Rabbi Blaz Ben Azari. So Blaz Ben Azari says now to Rabbi Kiva, Maloch Eitzel Agoda. You shouldn't get involved in Agadat Gemaras. Kalach Midabri Secha Eitzel Negam Vaholis. Rabbi Kiva, you have such a deep mind that can think with great intensity and great charifas and great amkis. You should get involved in Dvar Halacha. Go rather into Negon V'Holos, which are very difficult sugyas, and there you should go and say chidushim, nirendishka chidushim by Agarata. But rather, so what's pshat in the two kisois? Elo echal kisev yechal israf sraf. Oh, much, much simpler. We're not talking about dinut stoka, we're talking about a throne, and we're talking about a footstool. Kisei leishiv olav srafrav la'adoyim raglav. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to sit kaviyochel on the throne, and the srafrav will be for his legs, for his feet. Shnema shemayim kisei v'oretz adoyim ragloi. Adoyim ragloi means like a srafrav, and means like a footstool. So that's why you have the two kisei. So we spoke about it, it's not literally two thrones. One's the throne, and one is the footstool for the feet. So the more about ki osar abdimi yomar. Shmoyne Esrei Kololis Kilal Yeshayas Yisrael. The Niskara Daitei Ad She'om Lehem HaMikra Zeh. Now the Lashon of the Gemara is somewhat imprecise. We don't mean Chas HaShalom Yeshaya Novi was Mekalel Klai Yisrael. Chas HaShalom, Chas HaShalom. But rather, Rashi explains, Yeshaya is now telling Nevuah about 18 terrible Peronioisin, 18 terrible punishments that Klai Yisrael is going to have to suffer over the years as a result of their sins. And then, after he finished telling us the 18, and we're going to enumerate the 18 in another moment, but finally when he got through the full 18, when the Skara Daitai, he wasn't finished, he didn't cool off, at Sh'om Lemamikra Zeh, until he said the following pasuk, Yirvu Hanar Bezokein, Vanikla Benichbad. Nar, of course, means a youngster. The word Yirvu is from a Lashon Gaiva, that a youngster is going to be arrogant against a zaket, against an elderly individual, v'anikla, and someone who's a nikla, akal, a garnish, benichbad, on someone who's an ish mechubad. So therefore, what we're saying is that that's really bad, that you have a door where the youngsters are making and poking fun and denigrating the elderly, and the nikla, those that the lowlifes, are making fun of the nichbad of those people that should be honored. So what are the Shmoni Asri Klodos, my name, what are the 18? The chsif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause that, unfortunately, as a result of the Charbon and as a result of the fact that Yidden are going to Golus, that we're going to lose from Yishlaim and Yehuda the following 18. And the Gemara is going to explain every one of the 18 in detail, so stay tuned for the Gemara's explanation. Mashein u Mashena. Kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim. Pashim shat mashir mashein mishan lechem mishan mayim are people that supply food and supply goods and supply good things for the community, and therefore they are the pillars of support for the community. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away from the community, from Yishlaim and Yehuda, the mashin u'mashena, then the mashin lechem and the mashin mayim. Then the gibar, the ishmul chama, the strong ones, and the soldiers, those that fight in the wars, shoifet, the shoiftim, the novi, the neviim, the koisim. Boshim shah, the koisim means someone who can do magic, but we'll see in the Gemara shortly that this is referring to the melech, baltim azayim, the zokein and the zkeinim, sar chamishim, we'll see what a sar chamishim, the sufanim. Sufanim means a person that
knows,
yes, of course, the yoyitz, the chacham choroshim, the novin lochash, and the sati no'orim, sarayim, the salulim, yim shulubam. Now, before we continue on, how does this Gemara get into our Gemara? This is not a, there's no direct connection between this and the previous Gemara. So, the Mefarshim explain that this is now what Rashi promised us a day two before. The Gemara said before, to whom are you allowed to go and teach the Masa Merkava? So you don't have to go and turn back 20 pages, just go back one daf to Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. We're up to the last line of the narrow lines, the first line of the middle wide lines. Omer Reb Ami, a moistened Sisrei Torah, don't teach Sisrei Torah. Rashi says Sisrei Torah means Masa Merkava, Sefer Yetzira, Masa Bereishis. Only someone that has the following five qualities. He's the Sar Chamishim, Unusufanim, V'yoyetz, V'chacham Charoshim, V'novin Lochash. Now, what are definitions of all these things? Rashi says the common Mefarish. So now, Rashi has now kept his word. Now the Gemara is going to bring, we've just brought these five Rishonos, of the Sar Chamishim, Unusufanim, Yoyetz, V'chacham Charoshim, V'novin Lochash. What do all of these mean? Again, the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Now, how do I have a Cheshvan of 18? So let's look over this passage again to see whether we talk out 18 or not. Hine Adon Hashem Tzvokis Meitri Shlame Yehuda Mashen Umashena, that's 2. Kol Mishan Lech L'chol Mishan Mayim is 4. Gibar V'ish V'chama is 6. Shoyfe V'novi is 8. Koysen V'zokein is 10. Sar Chamishan Sufanim is 12. The Yoyetz is 13. Chacham Charoshim is 40. Novin Lochash is 50. Nesatin Arim Sarayim is 16. Saludim Yim Shulbam is 17. So we're missing one. So that's why there's an Aleph over here. And the Aleph is Agoyis Agro on the right hand side. The Goyin says that you have to add the Nigash Ha'om Ishbe Ishbe Ishbereyehu. That each person in Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, is crushing and pushing his fellow man. So the Gemara leaves it out. That's the Vegoimer, and that's number 18. We'll see in the Gemara shortly why others disagree with the Vilna Gaon. We'll see shortly. But the Choyra, the Vilna Gaon is right, because we only enumerated 17, and therefore we have to come on to number 18. So now we're going to go through the entire list and explain each one. Again, these are the 18 punishments that Yeshaya Novi was Misnabe is going to happen ultimately after the Chorban, and when Yidden are going to go into Golis outside Eretz Yisrael. So who's the Mashen? Mashen Elu Bale Mikra. These are the people that are Baki in Tanakh. Who are the Mashena? Elu Bale Mishra. These are people who are Bikiim in Mishnayis. Now we don't mean Mishnayis like today. We only have today 6 Siddurim of Mishnayis. Oh, we're talking about going to Yudah ben Tamer v'Chaverav. Pligi Barapap Barabanan. Chad Omar Sheish Meyoy Sidrei Mishna. At the times of Chazal, there were 600 Sidrei Mishna. V'chad Omar, Sheva Me'ay Siddur Mishnah, 700 Siddur Mishnah. Today, of course, we only have 6, and the Mefarshim talk about the fact what happened to the rest. Not that Chas Shalom, we are Mekel in the Torah, we no longer have vast majority of the Torah, 6 out of 600 is only 1%. But rather that the other Mishnayisim were much more expansive in detail. In other words, they covered presumably a lot of what the Gemara covers, because our Mishnayis are very succinct, and these 600 were much more elaborate and explained things in much greater detail.
It means all those prices possibly.
Couldn't say. So 600, 700. One of the reasons presumably why they cut down is because otherwise, every time a person passes away and we want to make a Siyam Mishnayis, he has to go in 600. Why, you'd have to have, 20 pages and all the Menachemim. It would be quite difficult each time to Messiah all 600. Anyway, what's up, Dave?
More
Siddharm, presumably each Seder and more Masechtas, presumably. Okay, a lot. Anyway, this is the Mashin Mashin. Kol Mashin Lechem Elu Bali Talmud. Those are people of Bekim and Shas. Shinema Lechu Lachmi, Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, Ushsu Beyein Masochti. So the word L'chu Lachmu Belachmi is referring to those that are going out to be Loichem L'chamash L'Torah, and this is the Bali Talmud.
Excuse me, but if this is Tamishayo, there's no really difference yet between Mishnayos and Torah, it's all Torah Shebal Peh. There's a distinction that comes up later, centuries later. How come Yeshayahu is, Anavi is making a distinction in this way? It's anachronistic.
I think what the Gemara is doing is explaining that there will come the time that people will be Bikim and Mishnayos, and other people will be Bikim in the Talmud and the Gemara. Not that Mishnayos and Gemara had been established and codified yet, for sure, but there were lots of people, presumably, that knew Mishnayos Balpeh. They knew all of the succinct Rishonis like we have in our Mishnayos, and the others knew how to go and elaborate with the Peshotim of the Amiroim, who explained the Mishnayos in a very elaborate and a very expansive manner.
The Vuh in general is anachronistic. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
You're talking about what hasn't happened yet.
Anyway, everybody said, this is all I got to tell. Those who want to go and immerse themselves should be like Rabbi Kiva, Kelech Lechem, to go in Vaholas. We're just going to say the words.
The Shulchan Aruch Rav Hilchos Talmud makes this distinction.
Uh-huh.
That Mishnah is halacha, so to say.
Right.
And Gemara means Dover Mitech Dover.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Okay. One thing from another.
Excellent.
As they state there.
Beautiful. V'chol ma'ashin ma'im, elu bali agoda. These are the people that learn agadata. Shemoshchen liba shal odem kemayim ba'agoda. Because agadata, of course, is much more gishmak. You don't have to be challenged and provoked like halacha. And therefore, it's moshchen liba shal odem kemayim, that people's hearts flow like water. That's ma'ashin ma'im, means bali agoda. Gibor ze bal shmuais. The Bus Bal Shmuis. Shmuis doesn't mean he knows a lot of Masalach, but Rashi says Shishoma Halochis Psukois Meraboisav Ushkuris Befit. He knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by heart. He knows all Halochis Psukois Meraboisav. His rabbis gave him all the Halochis, and he knows about by heart. The Ishmael Choma Zeshiyadev at least of Litim Macham Deshul Torah. There's a Grisa Lamdin with a Grisa Pilpul, and I can Al Reb Chaynes with Al Reb Kiveges. I can Voichem Macham Deshul Torah. Shoyfit Zedayin Shudan Dinem Islamitay. Too much Shoyftim Dayonim. Novi Kimashmoi. Hapashin Novi. Now Koisim Zemelech. Shneimar Kesem Al Sifsi Melech. Now what means Kesem Al Sifsi Melech? It sounds like the Melech, when he says something, it's as if he's pronouncing magic. So what's pshat over here? So Mefarshim explained that very often a melech will say something and people will say, wow, this melech is brilliant. He knows things that nobody else can fathom. So how is that? So explain to Mefarshim, there are really two reasons. Reason number one is because if there's a melech of Yisrael, he has special siyata d'shmaya. The Rabbi Yisrael gives him special chachma, special tvuna, so he should be able to go and say pronouncements which are superhuman in a sense, because he has special siyat d'shmai. But on a human level, it's also because, since he's the melech, many people will confide in him and tell him secrets that other people don't know about. So when the melech says something, he has a wellspring, an encyclopedia of information that many other people don't have access to. So therefore, it sounds like he's saying magic, when really this is just based on the siyat d'shmai, or based on that people are sharing with him all types of information. Zokain Shay Vita Mishnah, Vita Pasik, Zokin Zeshiroy Yeshiva. This is a Zokin like we had before, the Kodesh Baruch has white hair, Kaviyochel, when he's sitting the Yeshiva. Sar Hamishim, so now we get to the five things to whom you can go and share Sisrei Torah. Sar Hamishim, I'll take you Sar Hamishim, Ela Sar Chumashim. What does this mean? Zeshiyadeh, Lisa Velita, Bachamisha Chumshe Torah. Then he knows Chamisha Chumshe Torah by heart, backwards and forwards. He knows Al Rashis, Al Targum Unkelis, all Evan Ezra's, all Sfarnais, Ekenis Mamish Kolt. Kan Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Dover Acher, Noch Apshad, Nesar Chamishim, Kire Bavo, Yomer Bavo, Mikan Shei Mamid, Meturgum Al Tzibur, Pachet Mechamishim Shana. That he is a Meturgumon, and therefore he knows Taka, the Torah cold, and he can go and teach every single Pasik in Targum Lashin. And he's already 50 years old, so he has many years of experience and maturity, and he understands, and he can explain, etc. So this is Tzar Chamishim. Unusufanim, zeshe noisim ponim ledoire bavura lamala, kegoyin rabchanina bedoisa, and lamata kegoyin rabbo bei kesa. So noisim ponim is a great madrega, that number one, the noisim ponim to him, Bavura Lamala, Kigana Bakhinina Mendoisa. Bakhinina Mendoisa, if you recall, is very, very famous. We have him in Masechtas Tanis, where the Gemara says, Kola Oilam Kule Nizoin Bishvil Chanina Bini. Chanina Bini died by Kav Charuv Me'erf Shabbos, Erf Shabbos. Bakhinina Mendoisa, in his chus, stood the entire world. Kola Oilam Kule Nizin. They all had food, Mizoinis, because of Bakhinina. Bakhinina himself lived in abject poverty. and all he had was a kav charuvin, a kav of boxer. Whoever doesn't know what boxer is, wait until to bishvat. It's those things that you try to bite into and you break your teeth on them. Anyway, that's what he had. And then of course, you know, the Gemara says that the Rebbetzin was very upset because of the poverty. And then they had, then afterwards a gold foot came out from heaven. And then they had a cholim that later on all the tzaddikim lasalavi are sitting at a table with three golden feet. And they're sitting at a table with only two golden feet, and therefore they were mistal. And then they took the foot back up to Shemayim. And the Gemara says, Godel Nesa Achim and Arisha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Toiva. That's a nest, but that happens, it's a regular nest. Kadosh Baruch Hu should take back Toiva, that's a very rare thing. Anyway, Rav Chanina ben Doise was a tzaddik ador, and therefore they noise upon him the doiroi bavura lemal. Now, what means noisiponim lamata? Kigun Rebavo be Kesar. Rebavo was a frequent flyer in the home of the Kesar because he was considered to be a great, great Jewish scholar personality, and so therefore the Kesar invited Rebavo to his house often. The point is that the person, the nisuponim that we're talking about over here, is a person that is noisiponim both lamala and lamata, both the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him grace of covet, and here down lamata, the be Kesar also gives him covet. Yoyitz, what's the definition? Yoyitz, of course, means someone who gives aitzes. What type of aitzes? Sheyedei la'aber shonim v'lekvei chadoshim. He is so brilliant, he knows all the iber shonim and kvei chadoshim, v'yitz chadoshim, which of course is a very intricate in the knowledge and science. Not poshit, very few people know this. Or to say.
Which was a secret.
Rabbi Groysizach. V'chacham charoshim, chacham ze talmid, hamachkim es raboisov. This is a chacham who's so smart that he makes his rebbes smarter. In other words, he's so sharp that the rebbe says, oh, good gefreit, it never occurred to me. So this is the chacham. Charosh b'shosh p'seach, every time he opens his mouth to say dvar Torah, hakol nasim kecharoshin, that he says such beautiful dvar Torah that everybody is quiet. Here the word charoshim is really true. Hakol nasim keilman. In other words, right. Everybody listens, because if you can make yourself like you have shown you can't hear, so that means you're going to keep on talking. So perfect. Everybody makes himself like an elaim, meaning that they listen very carefully, but they don't say a word because they want to hear
the
every word.
Is who's medaba v'ene shemaya.
Good.
And shemaya v'ene medaba, so it's good. Both ways.
Good. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that everybody listens carefully when he says his vart. V'novoin, zameivin dover mitech dover. A person who has great bina, right? Chachma bina v'das, he's meivin dover mitech dover. You tell him one principle, and from that he's able to infer and to derive others. And then novin lachash, lachash zeh sheroi limsa loy divrei Torah shenitna b'lachash. This person is roy that we should give him divrei Torah. Which divrei Torah that we spoke about on the Amud Aleph, on the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? The Sisrei Torah, because shenitna b'lachash, which are taki given b'seisa, that you don't go and mefarsim to the whole world, like we learned in the beginning of our parak in the first Mishnah, that you only teach Masa Mekovel Yochet if he is a chacham umeivin midatoi. So this is a taka person who's taka novin lochash, that's roy limsaloi, to go and give him taka the Masa Mekovel because he's such a choshev, he's a roy limsaloi. Good. Now, notice that both by chacham charoshim we split it up. Chacham ze talmud machmes raboisav, charoshim b'shosh b'seyach, the novin lochash is also split up. So here in the Goyis Agra, he brings that some wanted to disagree with the Vilna Goyin and say, we don't have to add the 18th, which is missing in the Gemara, because don't count Chacham Charoshim as one, count Chacham Charoshim as two. Because the Gemara explains each one individually. Chacham Zetal Machlis Revoisav, Charoshim Sheshav Poisev the Retire. Says the Vilna Goyin, but there's a problem with that. Because if you're going to go and say you count those as two, then Novin Lochash is also counted as two. Because it's Novin Zeh Dover Tichtova, Lochash or Limsalai. So then we're going to have 19 instead of having 17 or 18. Is Lachoyra Raya that in the enumeration we have to have Takan 18th, even though the Gemara will split in terms of Darshaning one of these, and in fact two of these, into two each. By the Chacham Charoshim, we explain each one individually. In other words, Chacham and Charoshim. Novin Lachash, we also explain Novin and Lachash. But the Maisa for counting, it's only 17 altogether. In other words, one and one. Therefore, we had to add an 18th, which the Vilna Goyin adds. So then, if you look at Goy Segro, he explains that in the parentheses, what we just said now. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Menasati, so we've gone through so far 15. Now we're going to 16. Menasati Naorim Sarayim. My Menasati Naorim Sarayim. What does that mean? Number Luzar, Elibari Adam, Shimon Orim in a Mitzvah. The word Nar doesn't just mean a person who's a youngster from Lashon Nar, but Naorim in a Mitzvah means he's empty from Mitzvahs. And that person is going to become Sarayim. He's going to be the Groysa president. He's going to become the Groysa Sar. Aina Biznabach Ken Gunish. The Salulim Yim Shulubam. What's my Salulim? Omara Papa Bar Yankiv. Tali b'nei tali. The word tali is from a lashon shual, shualim hilchuvai, a wolf. These are wolves, sons of wolves. Now, what is
foxes?
No, I'm sorry, a fox. I'm sorry. Fine, fox. I accept it. Yes, a fox. Now, what's the chiddush? What's the Gemara telling you? A fox, because the Gemara says elsewhere a person should rather be a son of arroyos rather than being the melech to the shualim. You rather be the son of the tail, the last one of the arroyos, rather than being the king of all of the foxes. So it means that foxes are already on the next madrega. First madrega is rather to be by the arroyos, rather be the last one on the long line of arroyos, rather than be the first one on the line of the shu'olim. Yeah. So you see the shu'olim is considered to be denigrated, it's considered to be a second class, so to speak. So therefore, salulim yim shulavam, the second class guys, they're going to be the new mashalim, they're going to be the groys of mashalim. Instead of having first class individuals, we'll tell them, second class, third class types of guys. Anyway, so this, we've now oskerechen the 17, and the number 18 is the v'goymer that the Vilna Gaon adds, v'nigash om ish be'ish v'ish be'reyeh. Apparently that doesn't require any explanation, because otherwise the Gemara should list it. And the Yeshai didn't cool off until he said in the door of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be a situation where Yiravu Anar, Nar again we said it before, Minu Orem Min HaMitzvahs, the Lashon Yiravu is from Lashon Balgaiva, he will be arrogant against the Zaken. It explains the Gemara. Eilu B'nai Odom Sheminu Orem Min HaMitzvahs, Yiravu, they will be the greatest arrogant, the greatest knackers, but Mishem HaMulim HaMitzvahs Karim, against the Zokain, who's a Zezesh Kana Chachma, and he was coining lots of mitzvahs over the years, so he's going to go and be the Nayanar, he's going to Yiravu. Fortunately, we know this today about the youngsters sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, Vanikla ben Nichbad, Yovim Misha Chamur is Zoymis Alov Kikalis, the word Nikla is from a Lashon of Kal, dimensions as a Kal, that even a Dover Chomer Mo'oid, Grace of Mitzvahs, he treats it with kalus. The year of Misha kalus, and he's going to be fakert.
He's
going
to be the boss. He's going to bully the other guy.
Exactly. He's going to be bullied. The nechbar, the bekovedik, a person who, even the small mitzvah, so to speak, who is by aim, every kleiner minig by aim is a double chomer ma'oid, he's very, very careful. All right. So since we spoke about, so we got into this because we wanted to fulfill Rashi's promise of explaining who the five are, the Sarchamish and the Sufanim, who it's right to teach them the Sisrei Torah. But since we spoke about all of these 18, unfortunately, Puranias that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, so the Gemara continues on, Amar of Katina, Afilu B'Shaski Shloinishu Yishalayim, even when Yishalayim was captured and conquered, loy pasku mihem bali amana. At that point, there was still bali amana. Bali amana mean people that were people of honesty and integrity. How do I know? Shinema. Sigmar tells us. Mar quotes pesukim. Ki yisbois ish be'acha beis aviv. Similar lecha katzin tialanu. This is a pasuk where we should really finish off the whole pasuk. The Mar explains the whole thing. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki yisbois ish be'acha beis aviv. Similar lecha. So the way the Gemara is going to explain these two psukim is the following. That one person is going to go over to the other guy and he's going to say, isn't a chayida talmud chacham? I want you to be the new rav, the new poisik, the new manig in Klal Yisrael. This person goes and says, thank you very much for the covet, but I have to be honest with you. Unfortunately, I'm an Am Haaretz, ich ken garnish, and I'm not roy to be a rov or a manik of Klal Yisrael, garnish mit garnish. So says the Gemara, that's how we see this person's honesty. Kis bais ish ba'achav beis aviv, a person grabs hold of his brother from his father's house, and he says, similar lecha, you have a similar, Pashup Shad, similar means that you have a baggage, you have a blanket, you have something.
I think it's like a judge has a special...
Well, you see how the Gemara is going to explain. Katsati Alonu, you're talking about judicial robes.
Right.
Katsati Alonu, you're going to be the officer over us. The Gemara explains. One means similar. Devarim Shemnei Adam Miskasim Kisimla. The one means, Bnei Adam Miskasim Kisimla, says Rashi. that when you go over to a person and you ask him a shaila, he sees that you're coming. The first thing he does is he immediately jumps into his bed and covers himself over with a blanket as if he's asleep. See Lurashi about 10 lines at the bottom. They hide. That we shouldn't ask them. They cannot attack a garnish. So therefore, people are saying, one person says to the other guy, you have such a simla. And says Gemara Vayta, yesh non tachas yodecha. In other words, those types of shaylas where all the rabbanim are afraid to answer because they know they don't know the halacha, and therefore they're hiding in the closet, they're hiding in their beds under the simla. But yesh non tachas yodecha, you know it. Simla lecha, you know the tshuva to these shaylas. What it means, machshela zois? My machshela zois. Dvarim she'ein b'nei adam oim dan le'ein l'kein nichshel behen. All types of shailas that people don't know how to paskin until they first err, they first make a mistake, and then someone says, "Hey, you know, you said very nicely, but the Shulchan Aruch says punk faket. Oh yeah, yoy. Now from this point on, he's going to remember for the future. Once he had that michshel, once he had that experience, yeshon tachas yidecha. You know all of these shailas. So therefore, we're asking this individual, similar lecha, you know the shailas that other rabbanim go and cover themselves up in a robe, in a blanket, in the closet. Katzati alana, we want you to be our new katzin, you want you to be the new rav, the new manig. V'machshel azois, those shailas that other rabbanim unfortunately are nichshelin, tachzidecha, you know them, we want you to be the new rav. So now, what's his response to this fellow? So therefore, the person saying, he's going to swear. And what is he going to say? I know you think I'm big Talmud Chacham. Unfortunately, I used to run out of the Beis Medrash when people weren't looking, when the Mashgiach turned his back. I was not a masvid. Ich a gornish kalent. Ich ken gornish me gornish. Ubevesi ein lechem ein tzimla. She ein biyodu loy mikra v'loy mishna v'loy gemara. Ich kenish. I don't know. Ah, so what do we see from this? This person is being honest. He's, after all, he could have said, yo, gerecht, yo, I'm going to be the new Rav. But he's honest. We see loy batlu bale amon. Frank, what's the right? The Dumachani Hazim, the Amaluchu Gemina, Amrlei, Amalon. He says, it's not pshat that this person is honest. It's Kenzain, this person is Taka, real Amuret. And the reason why he's being so honest, not because he's an honest guy. He's a cheat, he's a liar. He's just afraid if they're going to point him to a rabbi, then next Shabbat will be Shabbat Shuvah, and Uzutah Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. He's going to get up, and the Oilim at the Moslach, and everybody will laugh because he's going to say, Devarim Betel Muvutalim, Lo Shereen, Velo Kayam, and Klala Klau, and Zung Narish guy. So therefore, he's forced to be honest, not because he's an honest guy, Hanish Kabreda. Otherwise, the Omulahu Gemirna, if they tell him, okay, now give a shir, give a Drasha, Amrilay, Gezog, is Amalon, I'm sorry. It says the Gemara, so is therefore the Nochmal. The Dumashani Asim the Amalu Gemina Amrilay Amalon. So Aybazai, that's the reason why the person is saying Ichanish Kalen in Ichanish Katoida, because not because he's being honest, because Itaka doesn't have. So Gemara, no. If he wanted, he could be dishonest, and he could have said Havalei Lameim Gam Veshocha. After all, we're talking about the times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He could have said, "Was this the boy say at one time he can't Arba Chelki Shulchan Aruch by heart, but because of all the tzaris that I had to run and I had to go and they come back, never chashin alis forgessin." So therefore, my loyei Yechovish was pshat in the pasul loyei Yechovish loyei Yechovish klal that I never knew lechatchila, not that I knew and I forgot. He's being honest and saying, "Look, so this." I was an Amoritz, I'm still an Amoritz, I'm going to remain an Amoritz with a capital I and a capital A, therefore don't appoint. Anyway, so what do we see from this? That the times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, there were Bali Amana, people that were truthful and said honestly and truthfully. Yeah.
This truthfulness is not good because they takamaratzen, there's nobody to lead them.
Nope.
So it's a bracha, but it's also a klonus. There's going to be nobody around.
Nebuch, Nebuch, Nebuch. But you know, this is Duavetel. We say in the Tachnan, That Rabbi Smith is as given the rabbi. And Amul Nahaim, he would never become a roof. Here in America, Kiravu never has a roof. Give a kick and this a roof. Salach Lavinenu, he has Machil Ravoinis, and then Kiravu is the end of the roof. Okay, anyway. So you just said now the Yishalayim was Choriv, there was still Bali Amona. From a Rova, Lechav Yishalayim, Achipazim, he met a Bali Amona. Punkt Faket. You know when the Chorim happened? When there were no honest people left. We just said now that there are honest people that are willing to concede that they don't know anything. And here you're saying that Nebuchadnezzar Geblim, no Bali Amona, Shinemar. Shoytu Bechutz Yishalayim, go out and look around in Chutz Yishalayim, Uruna Udu, Ubikshibar Chavisea, Bechavisea, go look around in the streets, Em Timtu Ish, Em Yesh Oysen Mishpat Mavakish Emuna Ve'eslachla, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Navi. If you can find one guy who's Oysen Mishpat, he does things with justice. Mavakish Emuna, he wants to do things faithfully. Ve'eslachla, and I'll give you Slicha, Abla Maises Nishda. Is the Chastira. It's more lights, Lukasha. When it comes to Divrei Torah, you did have honest people that were willing to go and concede that they don't know anything. Don't appoint me to be the Rav because I'm a grub amaret. Yeah, in that respect, the word Taka Bali Amona, honest people. But when it came to business, unfortunately, there were no honest people. Everybody unfortunately cheated one way or the other, and therefore, that's why Nebuch we had the Chorm in the base of Midrash. They say the B'Shem Rav Broye Zechon Lebrucha, at the beginning of the 1950s, the Tzeilem Aruv came out for the first time with two brands of kosher meat. You had regular kosher and glatt kosher, and which of course everybody knows today, glatt kosher, at that time that was a new phenomenon. And then they asked Rav Broye, who also gave Hashkucha on kosher meat, whether he also agrees to make two levels, kosher and glatt kosher. So Rav Broye says, if you want to, I mask him. Also, let's make glatt kosher. But he said, but I don't understand. How come when it comes to kashrus, everybody wants it, not just kosher. I want it to be glatt kosher. How come when it comes to yashrus, in being honest and having integrity, why not to have people going and say, I don't want to just be yosher. I want to be glatt yosher. By kashrus, yeah, glatt kosher. Glatt kosher. By yashrus, should also find people that should be glatt yosher. Go lefnimishur, and in every aspect, always be not only honest, but be to the nth degree, more honest and more honest than anybody else. Okay, so get forward. Three more right to turn it up on Maisa. Okay, now we're going to get back a little bit to the Maisa Markova, Rabbi Yisai, and you're going to see what's the Maisa Markova for Mokt, what we're talking about. Maisa Rechem and Zakai, Sheyeroy Chebal Chamor, he was Larian and Chamor, Voyimahalach Baderach, and he was traveling, for Bloz Ben Aroch, Mechamer Achrav. You all know from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that Bloz Ben Aroch was one of the five Talmidim Rechem and Zakai, and Bloz Ben Aroch was considered to be, after Rechem and Zakai, the next Gudel Hadar. They got Tzavel to Bluzman Aroch, even they digressed him. Anyway, so Bluzman Aroch is traveling after Birchim and Zakai. Omaloi, so now Bluzman Aroch says to his Rebbe Birchim and Zakai, Rebbe, Shanali Perekech and Masim Akova. Do me a favor, I want to learn now a Perek and Masim Akova. Omaloi, so the Rebbe said to the Talmud, Lekach Shanisi Lecham, Tlai Makova Yachelam, Ken Hoyachochem, Maven Midaita. You cannot go and tell Maisa Makova to anybody. It's got to be a Chacham Maven Midaita. So in the Farshim, apparently Rabbi Blazman Aruch was still in his formative early years. He wasn't the old Talmud of like 20 years already. This was in his first 2, 3, 4 years, whatever. A young Talmud still. And he felt he didn't have that sufficient intellectual maturity and Chacham, etc. to go and start teaching Maisa Makova. Amalai, so since the Rebbe didn't want to teach the Talmud, Amalai Rebbe, so Rebbe Blazman Arach said now to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yechman Zakai, Tarsheni Leim Lefanecha, Dover Echa, Shli Maratani. If you don't mind, I'd like to repeat a shir that I heard from you in the Maisa Merkava. Now, we just said now that he didn't teach him Maisa Merkava. Explain the Mepharshim. Like we said before in the Gemara, that you don't go and start teaching Maisa Merkava, grow up into Maisa Merkava. You first teach Rashi Parakim. So now he's going to repeat some of the Rashi Parakim that he learned from his Rebbe. What he had hoped to do is go on to Zoyar or Maisa Merkava 102. He had already learned 101, Rashi Parakim, now he wants to go 102. And he said, no, you're not ready for 102 yet. You had 101. He says, okay, but let me now repeat some of the Sisser Torah that I learned in 101. Okay, Amaloi, Emar, Jokt, yes, you can go and tell me over the shir, which I told you. Miyad Yor Rebichim and Zaka, Mialachamar, Rebichim and Zaka, who previously had been riding on the back of the donkey, went off the donkey, Avinis Atev, and he did like an Atifa Saroish, in other words, Mitagansa Koivid Roish, Vyoshev Levin Tachas Azai, he sat down on a on a stone underneath a Zayas tree. It's Omoloi Rebbe, Omoloi. So now Reb Lozer ben Aruch says to Rabbi Yechman Zakir, Rebbe, Memnei Yirad Tami Al Chamar, why did you go down from the Chamar? Why didn't you stay on the Chamar? Omar, so the Rebbe said to his Talmud, Efshe Atadujim Mas Mekova, Ushchina Imanu, Omalachi Asharis Malavan Oisonu, Vani Erkav La Chamar. Can you imagine if you're going to say Mas Mekova, this is not something that you ride in the back of Chamar. This is a Dover that you have tremendous Yishuv Adas and tremendous Kovid and tremendous Amkus. You know, this is not something we can play around. I got to get down because the Shechin is with us. Malachi Yeshoris are being malava us. This is serious stuff. Okay, so you got down. Miyad Pesach Blozer Ben Aruch Ben Masa Merkava V'Dorash V'Yord Eish Men Hashemayim. And fire started coming down from heaven. V'Sivva. Sivva means it's surrounded. But on the side there's another gear. So the Sichcha. Sichcha means that it singed. It started burning. Kalu Ilonai Shebasada. All of the trees that were there in the field. In other words, this is real time Eish. This is not just some figurative Eish. This is real, real Eish. Pascha Kulan. Now all of the Ilonais, all of the trees started, V'Omr Shira started singing Shira to the Rabbi Yishlan. Ma Shira, Omr, what Shira did they say? Halus Hashem in Ha'aretz, Tanim, V'chol Tohimais, Eitzpri, V'chol Arazim. They said Haluka to the Rabbi Yishlan. Nena Malach Mena Eish, so the Malach came, who was, I guess, we said before that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that the Malach Yishar is Malav and Eishanu. So one of the Malachim that was there in the fire said, the Omar, hey, nei Maisim Ekov, dos is Yistak, and dos Meitmendoch, dos is the Maisim Ekov that Rabbi Lozer Ben Aruch said. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was very, very impressed how his Talmud, who he thought was not roi to learn Maisim Ekov yet, Om Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and Oshkol Roisha, he gave him a big kiss, Omar, Baruch Hashem Aleike Yisrael Shenasim Ben Avraham Avinu Sheyedei Lahavin V'Lachar V'Lidrash V'Mas Mekava. Like Reb Lozer Ben Aruch, Yesh Noa Doirish V'Ein Noa Mekayim, Noa Mekayim V'Noa Doirish Ata Noa Doirish V'Noa Mekayim. There's some people that can darshan very beautifully intellectually, but Lamaisa they can't be Mekayim, they can't be Moitzi Mikoyach Alapoyim. Some are Noa Mekayim, they do Groysa Mitzis, Noa Doirish and Nishka Groysa intellect.
He must have said more than the Bedrash Yitrokim, because why would he kiss him on the head if all he did was tell him over what he had said?
Apparently.
So he was probably added to it.
He showed it. That's right.
That's apparently all I'm adding.
He must have.
Is Dr. Zeh good? What you're adding is also what the Gemara is saying.
He doesn't want to get burned.
Zagizant. Anyway, presumably what Reb Lozer Ben Aruch is showing his Rebbe, Reb Yochanan Zakkai, I am Baruch Hashem a chochon umeivin midatoi, so based on the Rashi Prakim that you've told me, I've been able to taka build it up, and I've been able to understand it even better and even deeper, and that's why taka the Malachim came down with the Eish Medagansik Sheft that we have here in the Gemara. Ashrech Avraham Avinu Shalot Ben Aruch Yotz Mechalitzecha. Ah! Praiseworthy of Avraham Avinu that you have such an Einik Elozer Ben Aruch, Baruch Hashem, noch a young man, and he says, ah, Godel, Mamesh, against the Satoyim, Mas Mekov. Ukshinemrud had Varm of Ne Rabbi Shua, and when Rabbi Shua heard about it, Hayehuv, Rabbi Yosef, Koin Mahalcha Maderech. Now, if you look up the same Mishnah in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, you'll find that Elozer, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had five Talmidim. Among the five Talmidim were Elozer Ben Aruch, who we just mentioned, but also Reb Lezer ben Horkenes, which we don't mention, but also Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Shua Hoya, and together with Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin. Those are another two of the Talmidim. So now Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin heard how their peer, their colleague, Elozer ben Aruch, had such a beautiful Masa Mekova, Tzimrem. So now they said, let's also repeat some of the Torah that we learned by Mrem, and we'll also be Deutish. So therefore, Kishinem Adron of Ne Rabbi Shua, who and Rabbi Yosef HaKoyim, Malcham Derech, they were also traveling. Omru Af Onam Nidim Masa Mekova. It's possible Rabbi Shua Medarish, Rabbi Shua began Darshaning, V'Oysa Yoyim Tekufas Tamasai. This was in the middle of the summer, and this is in Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, where we know it's during the point I'm trying to make is that it's the Middle East. It's not in New York, because in New York, in the middle of summer, you can have downpours as well. So it's in the Middle East. You have Tekufas Tamasoya. It was the middle of the summer. And Niskashu Shemayim Bi'Avim V'Nirakim In Keshes Bi'Anon. All of a sudden, the Shemayim became full of clouds, and they saw a beautiful rainbow out in the onan up in the sky. Now all of the malachim were standing around, watching and listening, like when you come to a chasana and you see the band or the orchestra or the singer singing and playing so beautifully. Very often people get close to the orchestra. Not today, not so much anymore, because you can burst your eardrums the way they go and play. But the people that have
I didn't see in Rashi the word mizmute. It's a strange lotion.
Look at the top line. Top line. Mizmute.
Oh, it is there. I'm sorry.
Nothing happened.
In is choik.
Shemesachkim lefneim.
I see.
But they hear the band.
The gramen, maybe.
Exactly. They hear the playing of the gramen, of the singer, of the batchen, or whatever. Yeah. Lemaisa, they heard all this beautiful stuff, and everybody stands around to listen carefully. So here too, when the malachim came to hear Rabbi Yeshua darshening before Rabbi Yosef, koyim the mas mekavet.
Keshes is usually a bad thing.
No.
So it's unusual that you can
keshe.
I mean,
keshe
on a
maisa,
but
it's
a
keshe
on a
maisa. Everything in a rainbow, but you're gathering around like a semicircle.
Okay. So now Rabbi Yosef Koyin went and told Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, you thought until now you only had a blazer ben arach. Oh, you should have heard the Masa Makava that was said by Rabbi Yeshua, saying Gevaldik, there were thousands of malachim listening, as if they were listening to the band, to the batchan, to the singer. The Omar, he said, Ashreichem Ashi Yoladchem Ashi Einai Shekachro. So he's saying, Baruch Hashem, I'm zoichet to have such talmidim that Baruch Hashem that can go be doyish mas mekava. V'afani v'atem b'chaloyimi mesubim hayinu al Har Sinai. We were in my cholim. I saw how we were all sitting on Har Sinai. V'nitn olayne baskel min hashemayim, and I heard a baskel come from the shemayim. Alu lekan, alu lekan. All of you can come up. Up to Shemayim, Traklin Gedoyim Matzoyis Noyis Matzoyis Lechem, At V'Tamidechem V'Tamidetamidechem Mizumonim Lekash Lishes. Meaning that all of you are so chashiv, Traklin Gedoyim, which means like a large palace, Matzoyis Noyis, large beds are spread out, or carpets Matzoyis Lechem. In other words, you're going to get the red carpet treatment. Atem V'Yu Tamidechem Tamidetamidechem, you're all Mizumonim Lekash Lishes. Besides Kash Lishes, so elsewhere it says that learning in the Bismedish Shalmala before Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, there are seven kitois, and they're going to be in the third row, so to speak, because of their chashivas. Perhaps the third row, not the first row. In other words, you're going to be towards the front, zeh chushiv, because of all the Torah that you've learned, that you're so smart, and the intellect, and the
kiyum.
Well, he's saying, they're still alive. But when the time will come, you'll be upstairs, you'll be mamish, you won't be in the back row, all the way in the back, but you'll be in not even economy class, you'll be a business class, a first class. But anymore is asking, really, we just said now that Rabbi Yeshua darshind, and we also said Rabbi Loz ben Aroch darshind. So Freyti Mor, but Tanya, have a brisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's a curious brisa, because brisas usually tell you a p'stavar halacha, and this brisa is telling us three masim. What's the three masim? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer Sholish Atzoyis Hain. There were three that were Maratza in Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Shua here to Dvaram Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Shua was Maratza before Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, which is not what we had before. We had Rabbi Shua before Rabbi Yosef Yakoyin. Okay, fine. So it was a second time. Nishkefalik. Rabbi Shua here to Dvaram Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva here to Lefnei Rabbi Yoshua. In turn, Rabbi Kiva said before Rabbi Shua. And Hananya Ben Chachinoi here to Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so we had Rabbi Shua was Meratza, Rabbi Kiva was Meratza, Chananya ben Chachinoi was Meratza, Zeh Shein. These three. Did Rabbi Lozman Arach, Likachoshim. Why didn't we mention Lozman Arach? He was the first one that we had in today's Gemara. She should have at least four. Vesepsis, no, three. What am I, Lozman Arach? Every Gemara, the Arz of Arz of Kamei, Kachoshim. The Arz of Arz of Kamei, Likachoshim. If you see, if you look at the Brice again, you'll see that each one of them was both a transmitter and a recipient. Meaning, we saw that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that the three hatzais. Rabbi Yeshua was the transmitter before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Akiva hitzelf nei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua first transmitted, and he also received. He both was the transmitter of the mass recovery for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he also heard, he was the recipient of Rabbi Akiva's darshening in front of Rabbi Yeshua. In turn, not only was Rabbi Kiva the transmitter to Rabbi Yeshua, but Chananya ben Chachinoi here to Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Now he was also the recipient, he heard from Chananya ben Chachinoi. So therefore, the reason why we don't mention Rabbi Loz ben Aroch is because if there would have been an occasion where someone was Meratza before Reb Lozer ben Aruch, then we would have mentioned it. But nobody said anything before Reb Lozer ben Aruch. We're only mentioning Reb Akiva and Reb Yeshua, because each one of them both transmitted, they were Meratza Dvarim, and also Irtzu Kameim. So Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said before Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, and Rabbi Kiva said before Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua both was the transmitter and the receiver. Rabbi Kiva in turn was also the transmitter. Rabbi Kiva said before Rabbi Yeshua, and he also heard Hanani ben Chachinai. So therefore we mention both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, but we don't mention Blazer ben Aruch, because I only see that he was Meratza. I don't see that anybody was Meratza Kame. So on the surface it sounds good, but the problem is, what about Hanani ben Chachinai? He was here till Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. The Braisa should have continued on that someone was Meratza before Hanani ben Chachinai. Of course, then you're going to go on forever and ever. Right. But the Maisa, we do mention Hanani ben Chachinai was Meratza Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Why don't we mention Reb Lozer ben Aruch was Meratza before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? We don't find that Hanani ben Chachinoi was on the receiving end. We only find that he was on the transmitting end. But the people that he transmitted to, we find that they were Meratza to others. So Hanani ben Chachinoi said in front of Rabbi Kiva, and I saw that Rabbi Kiva was also Meratza Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. So that's also a madrega, so to speak, and that's why it's kedai to go and mention Hanani ben Chachinoi. However, Rabbi Lozer ben Aruch, I only find that he repeated in front of Yechem and Zakkai, and I don't find that Yechem and Zakkai repeated it to anybody else, so therefore it's not right to go and add. Now, not that it's not right, but the point is, it's not in the same as the other 2-3 of this price, and that's why he's not mentioned, because not only was he not a receiver, but I don't find that he transmitted to someone else who received or transmitted to anybody else. So therefore, that's the reason why he's not mentioned in the price. Okay.
You're setting it up that the Talmud is the transmitter, and the Rebbe is the receiver. Isn't it the opposite? These are all Talmud-Rebbe relationships. You've expressed it.
I did not make this. You're adding now an akuda which I didn't mention. I didn't mention Rebbe, I didn't mention Talmud. I'm just talking about transmitting and receiving. In the Braisa you have Rabbi Shua, Hitzibon of Nir Yechim Zakkai. He was Meratza, means he transmitted, right? Hitzah.
He's one of the people.
I don't disagree. But you don't need that for purpose to explain the Braisa.
Had before this thing that the Rebbe learns from the Talmud. So these students, they really were Machadish things, and the Rebbe told it over. Was it valid?
No problem. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi Shua was Meratza for Rabbi Yechim Zakkai, and Rabbi Kiva was Meratza for Rabbi Shua. So come to Chayes.
Excellent.
So Rabbi Shua was on both the transmitting and the receiving end, and Rabbi Kiva was on both the transmitting and the receiving end, because Yechachan Rabbi Yitzchok Nei Rabbi Kiva. However, Reb Lozer ben Aruch was only in the transmitting end; he wasn't on the receiving end. Yechachan Chanchani ben Chachinoi was also on the transmitting end, not the receiving end. Yeah, but at least he was Meratz in front of somebody else who was Meratz in front of other people. Mashenke and Reb Lozer ben Aruch, I don't find that he was Meratz in front of anybody that was Meratz for others, and therefore he's not mentioned. Tanurban. Okay, now this is, of course, a very, very famous braisa, which is very, very esoteric. The Lashon HaGemara is Arbon Nichlasu Bepardis. Four entered into the orchard. But Rashi immediately points out this is not your average orange orchard. See, Rashi says in the middle of the Rashi, Nichlasu Bepardis, Olu L'Rakia Al Yedei Shem. They went up to Shemayim through Hashem. That's the Pardis we're talking about. Upstairs in Shemayim. Toys says a little bit differently. Nichlasu lepardes kigoyin ayyadei Shem, like Rashi said. Abvulei olu mamish lebal lemamish. Elohi yinir lehem kimoisha olu b'chem pish v'aruch. Okay. Anyway, whatever it is, that's what it means. These four went into the pardes, and here we're talking about Sistrei Torah. The alien, who were the four? Ben Azi, Ben Zoyma, Acher, who is Elisha ben Abuya, we're going to talk about him tomorrow. Rebbe Akiva, these four. All of these four were great giants. However, they were not all on the same level. So the Gemara tells us, initially, Omlam Reb Kiva warned them, Kishata Magim Eitzel Avni Shayish Tohar, when you're going to come to the marble stone upon which you're supposed to walk. In other words, when you come to fancy places where they have that the
Hecholas there, they're talking.
Right.
This is not going to say for the Hecholas, they say.
Fine. And if you go in, even today, even if you don't go to upstairs in Shemayim, but if you go into a fancy shul or a fancy hall, you know, a fancy lobby, you'll see that the floor has marble stone. So you, when you're walking on that marble stone, Rashi says it's mavik, it shines. Kemayim tzalulim, in other words, it's so beautiful and it's so shining and so brilliant, it looks like it's transparent water. So al toimru, don't say, oh, I can't walk anymore, mayim, because there's water on the floor. In other words, you think it looks like it's water, and therefore you say, I can't go, I don't have my bathing suit with me, I'm going to drown. No, you should know this is marble stone and it looks like water. Now, why should you be careful? Don't say mayim. Person who says sheker cannot stand there up in Shemayim. In other words, he's going to be immediately expelled. So therefore, be careful. Don't say anything that could sound like a sheker. So be quiet. Fine. So that was the introduction Rabbi Kiva told him. So now the four are going in. Ben Azai hates it. Ben Azai looked around. In other words, in these echolis up in Shemayim or in this paradise, whatever it was. Umas, unfortunately, it was too much for him. And then he passed away. Yaakov Bein Hashem, Hamav Solach Hasidov. He is considered to be a great chassid. Now the word Yaakov doesn't mean that it's dear to Hashem. Hashem is happy. Yaakov means that it's very heavy. It's, Rashi says, Hukshemi Sasi. So Rashi says, Yaakov Bein Hashem, Mosel Chassidov. Rashi, Hukshemi Sasi, Lefonav, Lefishemez Bocher. He passed away a Bocher. That's why he was still called Ben Azai. He was not married yet. V'alva Bikeni Yev, Shishul Yomus, Mishim Shinemar, Kili Yerani Odom Mechoy. So someone who looks at the Shechina, Chas Shalom, cannot live. Klayirani Odom Mechoy. That's why he passed away.
We had his Mechubad, Kove, right?
What?
In Megillah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're also referring to the fact that the Gemara says that the word Yikar is a Lashon Aramic.
Right.
Because the Gemara asked, right, where do we find that it's written Aramish? Because the Gemara says if you have Aramish is written Lashon Kodesh written Aramish. So the question is, where do you find it? So the Gemara said a couple of one. One is Yikar, and in other words, also Achshteronim Bnei Ramachim, also these fancy terms. Piskam HaMelech. Yeah, what's this? Pashegin HaKsav. What's up there?
Moshe says that Hashem HaReinos Kavoydecho, and Hashem says nobody could see me live. Why
don't
have to show him that he should die?
So Ben Azai was warned, be careful, you're going into the paradise, be very careful.
Hashem didn't have to show himself to him to warn him.
He wasn't Hashem, it's just the paradise.
The paradise.
He's just in the paradise, he's not even in the Shechina.
Apparently, some sort of shchina inside the pirates, whatever it is. Anyway, this is beyond our understanding. In Lana Aceman, we just read the
law. I don't want to be reminded that
yes,
this is Gemara. I don't remember that Ben Azai was a son in law of Rabbi Akiva. So it's stated in one place.
Yeah? Okay, fine. If he
so
was a son in law.
It's like his Hasidus.
Because Ben sounds like he wasn't married.
That's true.
Rashi says he was a Bocher. Okay.
Oh, maybe he was very young also.
Anyway, bottom line is Nebuchadnezzar Ben Azai passed away. Ben Zoyme hates it. Venivka. He also looked, but apparently he was on a higher madrig than Ben Azai, so he didn't have to die. But Venivka says, Rashi, Nebuch, he wants it right. Nitra for daite. Nebuch wants it right as a result. Olaf Chas Vaimer, Tavash Matzosa, Choyl de Yecha, Pentis Be'enu, Vaka Osai. That if you're going to go and eat it, then Chas Shalom, you may have to be making, you may have to regurgitate. So therefore, be careful with what you eat. In other words, be careful the Shechina that he saw. He did see the Shechina, and unfortunately, as a result, he became Pogum, he became Nivka. Acher, no. Gitzes ben Atiyah. His real name was Elisha ben Abuila. Could have any more tomorrow. The reason why he got named Acher, because Nebuch, he went off the Derech, and people said, Acher, who is not the same person he was originally. Anyway, that's tomorrow's Gemara, we'll see. Gitzes ben Atiyah. Gitzes ben Atiyah is an expression, which means Atiyah, since we're talking about paradise, what do you find in an orchard? You find trees, and you find saplings, and unfortunately he cut down some of the saplings. In other words, he became Nebuch a shtickle moired, a shtickle rebellious, and that's why he became Acher, Nebuch he sinned afterwards. That's tomorrow's Sugi Mitchum, we'll see about that. Anyways, Kitzitz is a metaphor to say he cut down some of the trees there in the Pardes. Rabbi Kiva Yotze B'Sholom, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kiva, the grace of Rabbi Kiva, went to B'Sholom, came out B'Sholom. Good. So we mentioned Menzoima. Shalom ben Zayim Malus Seruse Kalbas. They asked him the following two shaylas. I don't know if this happened before or after. Anyway, they asked ben Zayim the following two shaylas. Malus Seruse Kalba. Are you allowed to be Mesares a Kelev? Mesares means to castrate, to go and cause him to not to sterilize. Oh, a Kelev. Now, what's the shayla? Explains Rashi, because to go and do Sirus, we have by Karbonois, that if you have an animal that has any one of the various mumim, and including that the animal is a soris, then the animal is possible for a carbon. However, a kelev, as we know, is not roi for a carbon. And not only is a kelev not roi for a carbon, even mechir kelev, something that was exchange for a kelev is not roifakum, just like esnam zoinim a kelev. So therefore, kelev is very far removed from being for a carbon, even something which is just an exchange for a kelev. So maybe there's no problem being misar as a kelev, because a kelev cannot be brought for a carbon. There's no problem in making a mum in the kelev. Anything that you see here among the tiavis agoyim, don't do. And one of the things that they do is serious, even for klovim, don't do it, even though it cannot be brought from a carbon. So therefore, it's awesome.
What's okay. The
connection to
this?
I don't know.
Right. It's been enzyme, it's one of the things.
For sure. The question is, what has to do with the Gemara before? Anyway,
Chaita's been a tias.
That was Acher.
Right. Yeah, but this is similar. You misaris a kelev. It's like your koitz ben tias.
Okay, in kabbal and the kabbal, right? Shalus ben zayim. Okay, no, so that is
right. Right now,
shalus ben zayim. We get vein ben zayim. No chashayim. Besula she ibramal le koyin gadol. As we know, a koyin gadol is only allowed to go marry a psula. He's not allowed to marry a grusha or an almana. It's got to be kim besula me amav yikach isha. The one amav the psula that's meuberes. Now, l'chayr, that's an oxymoron. If she's a basula, how is she miubaris? Is ma'al l'chayin gom? Mi chashin l'de Shmuel? Maybe like Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Yishmuel said, Yochal ni livoil kama be'ilis b'loy dam. Shmuel said that he was such a great sechachem, he could go and be boil a woman for the first time, a virgin, a basula, and she shouldn't see any dam. He was able to do that. So therefore, maybe Sivin HaZakazah mentioned like Shmuel, that lived with his psula, she still has psulam there. The kohen goes and kohen god lives with her, and he says he breaks through. There's still psula, but she's mubaris. So how can that be? Maybe taka like Shmuel, and therefore she's still a psula, and therefore she's mutaris.
The kohen god subs derech hataya. The Gemara says
okay, whatever. Oy, the Shmuel is shchicha. Maybe you're not choishish for Shmuel, because how many people can do like Shmuel? This is a chamamish 1 in a million. However, she could be theoretically a psula, even though she knew Beres. How? Because maybe she became Uberis in a bathhouse, in a bath. Stop. Now what does that mean? In other words, she went into a bath full of water. Prior to her going into that bath, there was a man that was there. The man was moitzi zera into the water. And now when she was washing herself in the bath, maybe that zera went into her, system. And therefore that's how she became mubaris.
Artificial insemination.
Exactly. So now the question is, Zoshi Gemara adds that...
It's impossible.
Why is it impossible? How could she become? Because after all, she got it from the water. She didn't get it from a man. So how could she become pregnant? It's not pshat that pshat be. It has to be yerik chayt. It has to be that when the zera left the man, it came out bekoyech was yerik chayt, because that shows that it's potent. That this is potent. That it has the potency to go and be mazriya, to go and impregnate a woman. However, if it just came out loosely without Yerika Chayitz, it has no potency, and therefore it cannot go and make her. But these are the two shadows we asked Ben Zayma.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good day.